Okay, so we're recording. So we're on Daf Tet tonight in Masechet Yoma. Tonight's Daf is sponsored by Gabriel Oranoff on the occasional yard site of Gina's grandmother, Chana Bat Yosef. Okay, so thank you very much, Gabriel. Okay, so we're on Daf Tet. I'll begin on Daf Chedem of Days, a few lines from the bottom. So if you remember, we mentioned about yesterday about the Lishkat Balvatin, Lishkat Parhedrin. 8b, 8b, a few lines from the bottom. Okay, 8b, a few lines from the bottom. Okay, so we mentioned yesterday that there's Lishkat Balvatin, that the Lishka, the chamber of the Kohen Gadol, which was originally called Lishkat Balvatin, like Lishka, the chamber for aristocrats. And then at a certain point in time, we learned in Rashi that the Kohenim were paying off the office and they were dying off like fleas. So they changed the name to Lishkat Parhedrin, which means the Lishka, like these lower officials who would be changed every year. So it would fit in Lishka Parhedrin. So the Gemara, having brought up this Parhedrin, brings up another Mishnah that relates to Parhedrin. So with three lines from the bottom, so the Mishnah says, Tananatam, we learned the Mishnah Masechet Demai, Hanachtomin lo chivu tachachamim lo frishal, trumit maeser v'chalo. So the Mishnah says, when it comes to Nachtomim, who are professional bakers, but they're Chaveirim, they're Talmidei Chachamim, so the Chachamim were only required them, and they're buying Demai, So again, Demai is Tevua that a person buys from the Yama Aretz. So the Yama Aretz would all take Truma. Most of them took Masrot, but there was a minority that didn't take Masrot. The Chachamim said that as a result of that, we're requiring you to take Masrot from it. So the Gemara is going to explain, in this case, with these Nachtomin, so they were under pressure from the Parhedrin, from these officials, to keep the price low. And so their profit margin was very slight. So the Chachamim weren't mechayev them to follow the normal din of Demai. That's basically what we're going to learn. So the Mishnah says, Hanachtomin lo kibu tan chachamim lo frishal truman maiser v'chala. Nachtomin, so the Chachamim only required them to separate out truman maiser. Truman maiser is from the maaser rishon, you have to take truma. So that's an isur. In other words, it's tevel. If I have truma mixed in there, so I'm in trouble. I can't have the truma. And the chala, chala is a different halacha altogether. It's nothing to do with the din and the demai. You always have to pay off chala. So the Gemara says, "B'shleima truma gedola lo." So I understand truma gedola, which is the original truma. You don't have to take it off. Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa. Okay, the Tanya, Latisha shalach b'chol gevula Yisrael, that Yochanan Kohen Gadol. He was a Kohen Gadol during the time by Sheni. He sent emissaries before Gevula Yisrael in all the borders of the Jewish nation. He saw the Ami Aretz are only taking off Truma Gedola. So they were taking Truma Gedola. So in other words, even the Ami Aretz were taking Truma Gedola. So they don't have to, obviously they don't have to take Truma Gedola. That's fine. He says Master Rishon and Master Ani Nami Lo. He says, what about Master Rishon and Master Ani? So Master Rishon and Master Ani, it means the according to number Mefarshim, they're going to have to separate it out. In other words, the baker will separate it out, but they won't give it to the Levi, and they won't give it to the Ani. They'll keep it for themselves. He says, Hamotzi Mechaber Lavaraya. In other words, they're entitled to say, like, if you feel that you're entitled to it, bring the proof. Otherwise, I'm keeping. In other words, it's just a din in Mamono. It's not a din in Isur. It's food that anybody could eat. But who owns it? So it's Nifra Lavaraya. Ela Master Sheni. So the Gemara says, what about Master Sheni? Nifreshu Benisku Benichlunu Benishlayim. By the Master Sheni, why don't we require them to separate Master Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim? So Amar Ula. So Ula says, and here's the connection with the previous sugya. Since these Parhedrin were these low level officials, they were like hoped in Otan, so they would beat the bakers, so he says, or harass the bakers. So every 12 months, to sell the bread cheaply, so they had a low profit margin. So the Chamim didn't require them to do the Master Sheni. It means like this, just one second. It means on a Daraisa level, they're entitled to rely on the rov. In other words, the rov of the amir is sukkah. It's like they're on a derisa level, I could do it. Just the chamim require them as a stringency to take all these ma'asrot. So in this case, they relaxed the obligations because they were doing it on such a close, you know, that their profit was so marginal, they left them alone with it. Now, let me just do five more words and I'll pause. So the Gemara says, my parhedron, pursi. What is parhedron? It means pursi. It means like, really translates superintendents, but it means like these low-level officials. Okay, who's got questions come? So what do you got for me, Yosef? Right, so that's what the Gemara asked about Master Shani. The Gemara asked that. This is Master Shani, the right. So it doesn't affect the profit margin per se, but it sounds like that they had such a rough time, rough livelihood. We didn't want to make them go off, you know, to Yerushalayim on top of everything else and eat it. We want to give them a break. That's what it sounds like. Oh, you're right. In other words, okay, you heard that Yosef was asking with Master Shani, so how does that impact their money, their profit? They get to eat it anyway. So that's the case. But they were having such a rough time, come and give them a break. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, I just want to get a Gemara. One second. Say again, what? If they're poda, they have to do a certain amount with the exchange. With that, that could be. I didn't see that mentioned anywhere, but that would be if they would convert it into money and then do it the other way around with that. Okay, so I'm on Daf Tet, we're around 8 lines down. Okay, so we're 4 lines before it gets far. So the Gemara says, "I'm a Rabbi Barachan of Yochanan." So Rav Rakhana says, "The name of Rav Yochanan, my dechtiv, Yirat Hashem tosif yamim, that fear of God will add life. You know, Okay. So he says, Yirat Hashem tosif yamim, ufno rishlim tiksorna, and the years of wicked people will be shortened. So the way they quoted in the article, they said from Marashah. Marsha says, like, a person's allotted a certain amount of years of life, but if he's more righteous, his years are lengthened. If he's more of a Rasha, it's shortened out. Okay, so everybody please mute themselves because somebody's got their mic on. A couple of people have their mic on, okay? So the Gemara says, Yirat Hashem Tosif Yamim, Yirat Hashem will add to a person's life the Mikdash Rishon. That refers to the first base of Mikdash. The first base of Mikdash stood for 410 years. Below Shimshubo, Ella. Now there's different Yerushalos here. If you look in the Tosos Yishanim, he says Rabbeinu Tam Garish Shmona Konim. Rabbeinu Tam says here should be only 8 Konim Gidolim during the time of the base of Mikdash. And then if you look at the Gra has Shneimasar. The Gemara says 12 konim gedolim, and the way we have in the Gemara is 18 konim gedolim. But the point is that however many konim, whether it's 8, 12, or 18, relatively few over the 410 years that the basic, that the first basic just stood. Ushnot Rishim Tiksorna, and the years, so it means those konim, they lived a long life, that they were righteous. He says, Ushnot Rishim Tiksorna, that the years of the wicked people are shortened. That refers to the second base of Mikdash. Shaman Arbamiot Shrim Shanam. The second base of Mikdash stood for 420 years. Bishim Shubo Yoter Mishoshim Eot Konim. There were more than 300 Konim. And the Gemara is going to say it's even going to come up more egregious than that. Samiham. Now, the Gemara is going to say that there were 4 Konim that were righteous and they lasted a long time. And if you take out their years, it's going to come out even, you know, more lopsided. He says, Samehem Arba Imshana Shimish Shimon HaTzadik. So Shimon HaTzadik, 40 years. Ushmonim Shishimish Yochanan Kohen Gadol. And 80 years of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. That's 120 years. Esther Shishimish Yishma Ben Pabi. 10 years with Yishma Ben Pabi. So that's 130 years. Ba'amri Lo Achadasre Shishimish Reb Lazar Ben Karsom. Another 11, the Reb Lazar Ben Karsom. So I think we're up to 141, right? So So I have four konim gdolim in the time by Cheney, and they last 141 years. So if I take the 420 years minus 141, so that's 320, 280, 279. So I have 279 years, and then I have 296 konim, right? So 279 years and 296 konim gdolim. So it means on average, each konim gdol is a little bit less than a year, right? Less than a year. So if you do the calculation, assuming that it's like, you know, evened out, that each Kohen Gadol didn't even live out his year. Now, if you look in the Bach, let's look on the Bach on this. You see the Aleph in the Bach? So the Bach is language. It says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta, the Chol Kach Lama. Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta says, why was this the case? Rafishu Lochin Otab Damim. Because they'd acquired the position with money. They paid off to get the job. He says, the Amar Rabasi, Tarkav de Dimri, Aile Marta Batbaitos, Liane Malka, that Ravasi says that Tarkav Dinri means three kav of dinarim. It means tre v'kav, two and a kav. It's three kav of dinarim. I lay martabat vaitas liyane malka at the opening of Shubin Gamla b'kane rabbe to make your Shubin Gamla, I think that was her husband, a Kohen Gadol, make him a Kohen Gadol. So he says, but Amar, okay, so that's what was doing with that. You know, it's interesting. I think the Gemara says in Bava Batra, this Yoshuben Gamla, you know, Ilmalei Hu was like the Shtachat Torah Israel, but I think Tosfos says over there, there's more than one Yoshuben Gamla, because here he sounds like he's not such a good person, and over the Gemara Batra sounds like he is a good person. Okay, so that's what's doing with that. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far?
Yeah, don't you think that after like 30 or 40 years or 50 years, and you see 40 or 50 Kohen Gadols die, that people would not try to buy the kahuna? I mean, don't they realize that they're not going to make it through Yom Kippur?
I don't know. I think the kavod and the conceit, you know.
Just for the year? Just
yeah, it's just everybody thinks that there's those inferior people. I'm gonna last a long time, you know. It's you know, everybody, it's like when it's like a, you know.
It sounds almost, if they don't last a year, and yeah. 50 years, 60 years, don't they realize what's going on?
I don't know what to say. All right, any other questions, comments, thoughts? What do you got for me, Michael? You want to say something?
Every crook thinks he's smarter than anybody else. He won't get hit by the system.
But this is not the system. This is the Reinish Law.
But they were so corrupt, they didn't believe it, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so in the Bach, they said they paid off Yanai Malka. Yanai was the king. So, and Rashi mentioned, say again, well, here it sounds like the king was appointing it. I don't know if that's the way it should be, but that's the way it sounds like was happening with that. All right. So I think Rabbi Packer mentions to me that I thought that the Sanhedrin was supposed to appoint him or something. I have to look, there's a rabbi about this. But the way it was working is the king was appointed the Kohen Gadol. All right, I'm going to move on if everybody's good. Okay, so we're five lines from the bottom on Ted Amid Aleph, okay? So we're near the small Aleph in parentheses. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta, Vdema Harva Shiloh. Yochanan ben Torta says, why was Shiloh destroyed? Now, Shiloh was the place where the Mishkan stood. Means after Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, so it was in Gilgal for 14 years. They had 7 years of Kibush and 7 years of Palukka that they were, you know, conquering and dividing the land. And then the Mishkan stood in Shiloh for 369 years. For 369 years, the Mishkan was in Shiloh. And then there was an incident where in Sefer Shmuel, where they go to war with the Plishtim, and they bring the Aron out, and the Plishtim capture the Aron. And apparently, Mishkan Shiloh was, and Eliyahu Kohen dies around that period of time, and Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed around that period of time. So the Gemara says, "Amr Yochanan Torta Mima Harvah Shiloh, and they show you Bashnei Dvarim." They had two aspects present in Shiloh: Gilui Arod uBizyon Kadshim. There was like sexual immorality and like a disgrace towards the Kadshim. We'll see in a minute. It was just when Gilui Arayo Tichtiv, the Eli Zaken Maod. Eli was the Kohen Gadol. He was very elderly. Yeshmai Pleshi Yasin Banav LeChol Yisrael. So Eliya Cohen, he had two sons, Chofni and Pinchas, and they were not the most Erlicha mentioned. He says, so we read and translate the Pasuk, it means that they would have a relation to all these women who were coming to the Mishkan. The women were coming because they had to bring Korbanot when they had given birth. Now, the Gemara says two lines from the bottom, and this will be familiar to the Dafyomi people. The Apagav, the Amr, Rishmu, Bar Nachmani, and Rabbi Yochanan, Kola Omer, B'nai Eli, Chatu, and Latoa. So Chazal teaches us, whoever says that the sons of Eli sinned, it means whoever says they sinned in the way that the Pasuk says is making a big mistake. Mitoch, turn page, top line, on 10 of days. Mitoch, Shashawa, Kinean, Miem, Ale, Lekshov, Kilu, Shachum. In other words, but because they were very like dilatory. They didn't process all the people who wanted to bring korban out. So the women were waiting to bring their korban out. Now the korban out, they're just bringing so they can eat kachim and enter the Beis HaMikdash. That's where they want to bring those korban out and want to be able to eat kachim, right, and enter the Beis HaMikdash. But they didn't want to leave till the korban out were brought. They didn't want to leave till the korban out were brought. So they didn't want to leave till the korbanot were brought. So the pasuk sort of discredits them as if they, in other words, so they were, you know, causing the women not to be with their husbands. So the pasuk like writes as if they had, you know, committed adultery. Chas v'shalom didn't do that, but it means that they did have that aveira. Let me do a few more lines, then I'll pause. Okay, I'll stop at the two dots and the wide line. It says, Bizayon Kachim, like a disgrace to Kachim, is on the tenement base, people just joined. He says, Dechiv, and the Pasuk's going to say that when, in other words, if you bring a Korban Shlamim, so the Kohen's entitled to the Chazei B'Shok. So they wanted to take more than the Chazei B'Shok. They would take a bigger cut in the action. And we'll see, they wanted their cut even, and even the Chazei B'Shok, they're only entitled to once the Chalev is burnt on the Mizbeach. They wanted everything before the Chalev was born. Says, Gam, please, everybody mute themselves. Okay, Aaron Moshe, please mute yourself, okay? So he says, Gam Terem Yitzruinen HaChalev, even before the Chalev was burnt on the Mizbeach, Uba Nara Kohen Vam Ishla Zmeach, Tana Basrat L'Slot L'Kohen, L'Ikach Mucha Basrat L'Ushal Kim Chai. So it means like the servant who's helping the Kohen would say to the person who's bringing the korban, we want meat to give to the Kohen, and we don't want to cook, we'll take it raw. The Vayomer Lav Ha'ish Kater Yakturin Kayom HaChelev Kach L'Kach Kasher Taben HaShachai. He says, once the Chelev is burnt, you know, even the Chazei B'Shok, they're all entitled to, once the Chelev is brought, He says, you give it to me now, otherwise I'm going to take it forcefully. So the Aver was very great because the people they had disgraced the offering of Hashem. So there, it comes out from the Pesukim. We didn't read the whole Pesukim here. This is Kula Sheyaleh Amazleg. That's a famous phrase in the Navi. But in other words, they would take their, I don't know, this big fork and take the meat and whatever would the pork come up that they would keep. And even the meat they're taking is before the Chelev is burnt. So they had Bizayon Kachim and what the Gemara calls Kilu Arayo, but it means they weren't Erlich mentioned. That's why Mishkan Shilu was destroyed. Okay, who's the questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good?
Did they delay the men from getting home to their wives?
No, they delayed the women from getting home to the men. Okay, well, let me see.
I understand that. I'm asking you if they did the reverse.
I don't understand how, in other words, like how would they delay the
if men? If there are korbanot that the men can't give, that the Kohen has to give for them.
Yeah, well, typically you see like women, when they give birth, they always have to bring this korban. Right. Men would bring this korban out. I don't know what to say, but this is what the Navi records. I don't know what more to say with that, Bern. Okay, what did you want to say, Yosef? Yes, so it says like this. They took more meat than the Torah allows them. In other words, and they took it before the time that the Torah allows. So they would go to the pot that was cooking, and the owner is cooking the meat, and it says, whatever they would stick their fork or whatever, this big fork into the meat, and whatever they would pull out, they would keep. So that's one thing. And then with the meat, they would take it before the chelev is even burnt on the Mizbeach. Okay.
Anybody has opportunity to go and visit Shiloh, they read the Pesukim in the movie before you go to the actual area. They have like the 50 miles,
All right. So I don't know if you heard. So Oded was saying that in Shiloh today that they read these Pesukim before you receive like this movie. The over. Okay. So I'm going the first wide line on Tenement Bay. Is everybody with me? Okay. This is a famous Gemara. So Mikdash Rishon Neimacharev. Why was the first base of Mikdash destroyed? They shoshadavrim for Shayubo, the three averot they had: avodazara, begilirot, shvichadam. The big three: idolatry, sexual immorality, and murder. Avodazara dechiv ki katsura matzami histareya. And then the pasuk continues: vamaslechat sarak hit penes. It means this is a pasuk in Yeshaya. It means the couch was too short to stretch out on. And he says, and Hamasecha, the cover, was too small to curl up in. That's what the pasuk says. So the Gemara says, my katsara matzami histareya. What does it mean? What does it mean that the couch was too small to like stretch out on? I'm Rabbi Yonatan. In words, the couch was too short that two people couldn't be on the same time. Means that there's not enough room in the base of Mikdash for two deities, Chas v'Shalom. In other words, so like I saw, like they quoted in the article, I think they said that like Hinei Shemayim Mishmayim, or somewhere where else specific Gemara says, like the heavens don't suffice for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they were trying, and Menashe had put, if you look in the third white line in Rashi says, Selim Shemin Menashe Behechal. Menashe was Chizkiyahu HaMelech's son, and he was a big Rasha, and he put up at Selim in the base of Mikdash. We mentioned that on Shiva Sarbatamas, right? Who Amad Selim Behechal. So it means the couch. The couch was like the base of Mikdash was too short to stretch out on, and was, didn't have enough room, like Chas v'Shalom, for an idol or Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that was the Aveira they had. Now, Rashi brings down the Histareya. Rashi says, Darish ben Otrikun me Histareya Rea Echad. In other words, like, it wasn't enough even for... it's not even large enough for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and certainly to fit Chas v'Shalom and Avodah Zarah in there, Vada not enough space. Then Amr Bionat, this we did. Now, Bahamasechat Sarakit Kanes, Masechai means like the covering, like Lasachet is the cover, like Sukkah. Masechat Sarakit Kanes, the covering was too small to curl up in. Amr Shmuel Barnachmani, Mati Rabionat on the Haik Prabachi. Shubarakwani said, when Yonatan would get this pasuk, he would cry. Amar, Mandichtibe, Kones Kaneid, Meayam. The one means the Ribbono Shel Olam, concerning whom it says that he gathers like in a heap, like the waters, and it was by Yamsuk, that he, like, Kones Kaneid, Meayam, Naset lo Masecha, Sarah. That the Masecha, it's like a double entendre. That the Masecha was Sarah, he wants to say that the Avodah Zarah became its Sarah. Like if you look at Rashi, he says in the third white line, Sarah l'shon reyot k'shtei nashim l'ishachad. It was a person has more than one wife, each wife is called a Sarah to the other wife. I guess it doesn't sound so positive, but each one's called a Sarah to the other one. So he's saying that, he says, Naaseit lo ma'asechad Sarah. In other words, he's not understanding it, like the cover or the covering was too small. But the Masecha, the Avodah Zarah, Masecha could mean like an Avodah Zarah. Was it Sarah? Was like Chasham, like co-wife to him. So it was very, very, not Nachas Ruach for Kadosh Baruch Hu. All right. Let me do a few more lines and then I will pause. Okay? He says, the Gemara says, Gilui Arayot. So we said that they also had Gilui Arayot by the first base of Mikdash. Diftiv, he quotes Pasuk in Yeshaya. By Yom Hashem, Yan ki gavhu benot Zion, he says, like the Batilachan Tuyot Garon, that the daughters of Zion have, you know, become very tall or arrogant, tall. Batilachan Tuyot Garon, they walk with like outstretched necks. umisakroti nayim with gazing eyes, halof betafof telachna, they're like floating on, like floating, uvraglayim ta'akasna, and with their feet, ta'akasna, they, one second, listen, everybody needs to mute themselves because I hear noise from some of you. Okay, one second. Ta'akasna, how does he translate ta'akasna? Ta'akasna, one second. Their feet, they would spew venom. With their feet, they would spew venom. So Amar Yitzchak, Shumaviot, excuse me, I skipped the line. He says, Yan ki gavu benot zion, that they were tall, shayu. All right, well, I gotta mute somebody because it's just becoming impossible. One second, let me get the tab here. One second. Okay. Okay. Now everybody's muted. Okay. Good. Okay. Now, so he says. Yanki of Hubertzion, if a tall woman would walk near a short woman. In other words, the tall woman wanted to be, apparently being tall was considered very attractive, and they wanted to like highlight how tall they were. So they'd have a short person walking next to them. But they would walk with outstretched necks. They would walk very erect. It was taken like arrogant. This is Umisakrode Nayam. So Misakrod is with gazing eyes, but the Gemara is darshaning out like sikra. Sikra is like a red pigment. He says, "Tahavu malian kuchla einehen." They would like have their eyes like, I don't know, mascara or whatever. Haloch v'tafof tilach, and they're like floating. Shumahalchot akev b'tzad godel. They walk very slowly with the heel by the big toe, like again to attract attention. Uvraglehen ta'akasna. With their feet, they would like spew venom. So Amar Yitzchak Shumaviot more about Far Simon. They bring myrrh and balsam. It's like fragrances. Umanicho b'manaleyan, put it in their shoes. Ushamagi reisabachure Yisrael. When they would get near the young men, boatot matizo lehen, they would like slam their foot down, and I don't know, the perfume would come out in the air. Umachnisa ben yitzahara ke'eres. He says bekaus. He says, and then. Like the men would have be full of Yetzahara, like venom in Bikaus. Bikaus is the snake, I think, right? He says, what does he say? Yeah, like the venom of an angry snake. He says, okay, so that's with Gilei Raya. Now one more. Shvichat Damim, they had, you know, murder. Defiv Begam Dam Nachisha Pachman Asher Harbeim Aod Asher Milei Yushlein Pelapem. So it says that Menashe, who was this evil king, the son of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he spilled a lot of innocent blood, so he filled Yerushalayim peh lepeh, which means end to end. And some say it's because he killed Yishai Navi. Some want to say that he got the same thing, because the people that carry this like heavy Avodah Zarah. But anyway, the big thing is, you see these big 33 other they wrote by the first base of Mekdash. Okay, who's the questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far?
I thought a tzara was only between two sisters was called a tzara.
No, that's not the case. It's true. Rashi.
If you
look at the fourth line in Rashi, Rashi says we shall up a kalot kachlat tror, which is some of what you're thinking of. The Torah uses it in that fashion, but he look in the third wide line in Rashi. He says the chiasata tzarata by Chana and Penina. So one is called the Sarah.
Any co-wife.
Yeah, in Masechet Yevamot, Sarah.
Yevamot, we did that.
Yeah, the first Mishnah in Yevamot has about, you know, like, that there are all these women that potrot Sarotayan. Okay, who's other questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did? Everybody good? Okay. All right, let's see what we've got here. One minute. Here. Okay. So we'll... All right, I'm moving on. Okay, now we're near the small dollar. Okay, okay, everybody's got to mute themselves again. Otherwise, going to help you out a little. Let me help everybody out. All right, everybody's muted. Okay. All right. So the Gemara says, "Avol Mikdash Sheni to Oskim B'Torah Mitzvot Gvinim Chasadim." The second base of Mikdash, so the people would be toiling in Torah and Mitzvot and Gemilas Chesed. So it sounds like they were doing like acts of Chesed. Why was the second base of Mikdash destroyed? They had sin and chinam. This, you know, every rabbi always quotes this sin and chinam. Lamedcha, it means needless hatred, one Jew for another. Lamedcha, shushul sin and chinam, can I get shosha beirat of orizar of the Rosh Yitabani? That's teach you that sin and chinam, in other words, the base of Mikdash is destroyed because of the big three of Eirot, which is of orizar of the Rosh Yitabani, and the base of Mikdash is destroyed sin and chinam. So sin and chinam is as powerful as those three big Aveirot. And if anything, it's more powerful because of the first three Aveirot, so he just went to Galus for 70 years. Now we've been in Galus for, you know, for almost 2,000 years. Now, Gemara says, Rishayim Hayu. Now, with this line, now the Bach actually takes out the next five, six lines in the Gemara. But if we're going to read it, Rishayim Hayu is going back on the first base of Mikdash, that they were Rishayim. But they put their faith in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So they had two ways of understanding this. Either it means, right. That, in other words, despite their, he says, he says in footnote 20, despite their wicked deeds, they trust in God. And the second base of Mikdash didn't. And then he has another shot. He wants to say that, like when a person goes off the Derech, so you could say he's an apostate, that's one thing, this is one Aveira, or no, he really believes in Kaddish Baruch Hu, but he did this Aveira, that Aveira, the other Aveira. So he wants to say that's the way they were, you know, that they believe in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Atan the Mikdash Rishon, the thief, Rasha B'Shofar Yishpotu, it says that the leaders in the first base of Mikdash, they took bribery to judge cases. The Kohanim and Mechir Yoru, the Kohanim also were paid off to make rulings. Would be ever cast up each summer. He says, and the Nabiim were also paid off. Yal Hashem Yisha'enu Lemor, but they relied on Hashem to say, "Hello Hashem, Bikurbenu Lo Tovenu Lo Ra." Hashem is in our midst; nothing bad will happen to us. But Ficha Chivyalim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shlosh Gezerot, then Agad Shlosh Averot Shabi Adam. So Hashem brought three Gezerot against them, corresponding to the three Averot they had. Now, with the three Averot, there's two possibilities. Either the three Averot we just mentioned that the leaders are paid off, the Kohanim are paid off, and the Nevi'im are paid off, or you see the three Aveirot, the ones we mentioned, Avodah Zarah, Gilruot, and Shemitah Pavim. Shneamar, it says, Lachem b'lachem Tzion sadeh te'icharesh. Number one, Tzion will be plowed like a field. Number one. Two, Yerushalayim yin tia. Yerushalayim will be like a ruin. He says, V'har abayit, it's two. V'har abayit l'bamot yar. The har abayit will be like a high place in a forest. Now, so the Gemara says, "Uvamikdash Rishon lahava beisin aschinam." You mean during time based on Mikdash, they didn't have sin aschinam? He says, "Va'aktiv migurei el cherev hayu erami." He says they were fearful of the sword. L'chein sefok al yareis. Therefore, they like hit each other on their thighs. Va'amr Blazar, elu b'nei adam she'okel m'shokim b'zeim b'zeim. So Blazar says the pasuk is referring to people drinking with one another. The Dokrins is Ebafar Vochel Lashonam. And they're like stabbing each other in the back with their tongues. In other words, you know, like people pretending to be friendly, but really disparaging one another behind their backs. That's what? The tweet, well, anyway, we're not just tweeting, but what the content is. So the Gemara, so it sounds like, and that's during the time they served the Shrishon. So then they did have Sin Aschinam. And Sin Aschinam goes hand in glove with Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says, "Lahib Nasi Yisrael Havoy." That pasuk is just referring about the Nasi Yisrael, the leaders, the thief. And the pasuk says, the beginning of the pasuk says as follows: "Zaak v'Hilel Ben Adam," like cry. Hilel means like wail, man. "Ki hi aita ba'ami," because this was in my people. "B'tanya Zaak v'Hilel Ben Adam Yechol Akol." I might think that's for everybody. You should cry and wail. "Tamal Lomar." He b'chol Nesiyah Yisrael. The pasuk says it's b'chol Nesiyah Yisrael. So the pasuk that mentions about the Sinas Chinam mentions about the Sea of Yisrael. All right. Any questions, comments to us, anything so far? Let's say again, repeat. Right. Yeah, I clearly in this time, the second base of Mikdash is all over the place. What, and then that's the way it's going. All right. Now, and then there's a blurb here. I think you've heard this before. He quotes here. We'll see in the Gemara. He says, Rabbi Yechez, in posting the Yechez of Kazmir, says the first base of Mikdash, or the word, the second base of Mikdash said of Sinas Chinam, he rebuilt because of Abba Chinam. And people quote that all over. Okay. So now, let's see back on the Gemara. All right, now, the third one on. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, the Amri Tarvayu, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar both say, Rishonim Shnekila Abonam, Nikolek Kitam. But the Rishonim, the earlier ones, in other words, their Avera were open and notorious. Avodah Zarah Gilur Shvichas Damim. So he says, Nikolek Kitam. So the time, like when the Galus is going to end, was revealed as well. Achronim Shnekila Abonam, the later ones, they did their Avera more secretively. He says, "Lo nikalek kitzam." So the kates was not revealed. Amar Yochanan, "Tovatzi parnan shel rishonim mikreis shel achronim." Yochanan says that the nail of the rishonim, presumably of the first base of mikdash, means the nail is like an inconsequential part of a person's body. You have the tip of the finger. I mean, it's important, but it's not such an important part of the body. The nail and the kreiso, the stomach, is like an important part of the body. The torso of the person. So he says, "Kovatzi pronunciation Rishonim," like the nail of the Rishonim was more significant than Kreisoshal Achronim, meaning that the Rishonim were on a much higher level than us. He says, "Amalei Rishlak said Rabba Achronim Adifei Afugav the Ikashiba Malchio to Aski B'Torah." So Rishlak says, "No, the Achronim are a higher level because even though they have Shiba Malchio, in other words, even though after the form by Sheni we have a difficult time of persecution, but we're still Osek B'Torah. So the fact that they're Osek B'Torah now, so it means that we're, you know, like the Fum Tzara Agro, like we're persevering under a lot of difficulty. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, Bira Tochiyah, that Bira means the base of Mikdash will prove to you that the Rishonim were on a higher level. Shechazra Rishonim and Lochazra Lachronim. The first base of Mikdash, after 70 years, they got it back. So that says the Rishonim were on a higher level. We have the form base of Mikdash, we don't have it back. So Shalud or Lazar, Rishonim Gedolim Achronim Gedolim. They asked Lazar, are the Rishonim greater or the Achronim? Amar Lahem, Shinui Nechem Babira. He says, look at the base of Mikdash and see the answer. Ikid Amri, Amar Lahem, Edechem Bira, or the aid, the proof, or the witness is the base of Mikdash. All right, now, let me just mention something that among other things he mentions here. We mentioned that the second base of Mikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Now, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed. It says that the second base of Mikdash was destroyed Mabdeshadanu Din Torah, that they judged Din Torah. So the Gemara says, the judge didn't tell her, doesn't sound like a bad thing. This is a good thing. What are they supposed to do? So the Gemara says, no, that they wanted everything al pi halacha. They didn't want to do lifting mishur as a din. In other words, I want exactly what's coming to me. I'm not doing anything beyond what the din is. So Tosfos asks over there, how can the Gemara say that that's why the base of mishur was destroyed? Because they didn't do lifting mishur as a din. But our Gemara says they destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. So Tosfos says that Efshar, so Tosfos says it could be the both words go raim. In other words, Sinas Chinam and the fact that they didn't do the thing Mishra Sedin. Now, the way Rav Simon explained this, and I don't remember who he was quoting, but he said like this, that if they would have done listening Mishra Sedin, it was like B'midash Damo De Bamo Divo. The attribute that a person displays, that's the same Mida that's displayed towards him in Shemayim. So if they would have done lifting Mishra Sadin, it was people have litigation. So, you know, the person, oh, you know, well, yeah, you're right. It's, you know, you owe me $75,550. Well, we'll make it $75,000. $500 milk for. So like if they would have been like that, so a Kaddish Baruch Hu would have been also like going lifting Mishra Zadin. In other words, he would. In other words, if we're cutting slack with our neighbors, the Kaddish Baruch Hu cuts us slack. But because they weren't doing lifting Mishra Zadin, then the Kaddish Baruch Hu is now I'm not cutting you any slack. Now you have this whole thing with the Sinas Chinam, and I'm going to destroy the base of Mikdash. All right. Now let's see a little bit more in the Gemara, and then we'll discuss any other questions, comments, thoughts. Everybody good? Look, so nice to see everybody here. Nice cover here tonight. Nice to see Aaron Gershon. I can't see you. I don't like picture. Okay, let me see what we got here. Okay, Sal Shlomi Israel, nice to have you. And Mordechai, nice to see you. All right, let's see further. Okay, let's see. All right, now we're around 8 lines from the bottom on 10 of the days. So the word says Reish Lakish Habasachi Yardana. Reish Lakish was busy bathing in the Yarden in the Jordan River. Rabbi Rochana came and extended his hand to him, I guess, to help him out of the water. Amar Lei, Reish Lakish says to him, El Kasanin Luhu. Ribbono Shalom hates you. In other words, he was from Babel. He says the Kaddish Baruch Hu hates the Babylonians. Seems like an awkward time to mention such a statement, but that's what he says. He says the chiv im chomahi nevela tirat kasef pasuk and shira shirim. If it's a wall, we'll build on it like a silver crown. Im delad he, if it's a door, natsur la luacharis, we'll put a cedar plank on it. So he darshens out im asita mas bechem kuchoma walifim kulchem bimei Ezra. If means the pasuk is saying if all of you would have joined together in one group. Choma means like you're joining as one big group. They made Aliyah in the time of Ezra, Nimshaltim Keteset. You would have been like silver, or Shein Rekim Sholeibo. There's no, it doesn't get nothing, doesn't rot or nothing bad happens to it. He says, Ashav Shalitim Kidaltot. Now, the Babylonians, you made Aliyah like the Daltot, like doors. So Rashi brings down around 20 lines from the bottom, Daltot. Like one door can be open, one door is closed. He says, so you came Aliyah in dribs and drabs. So back in the Gemara, he says, so now you're compared to the cedar. And the cedar, like, is, I don't know, rekib is like a rot. How does it translate rekib? Subject to decay. Yeah. So now you'd like the error is like the cedar that's subject to decay. So the Gemara says, my errors. What does it mean that the cedar is subject to decay? Amar Ula. Sasmagur. So Ula says it means the Sasmagur. So the Sasmagur is like a worm. And if you look at Rashi, around 10 lines to the bottom, Amar Ula Sasmagur, Mechato Megaro Mirthim, Sasmagur Shem Tolad. In other words, it bores, like a little like termites, bores, everything looks okay on the outside, but really on the inside, it's not in such great shape. So that was the way it was with Bayit Sheni, I guess the second base of Mikdash. Was missing certain things, and Hashem wasn't so happy with the way it was going. Let me take a look. He says 43. He says the second temple is analogous to how it would. Small perception of divine presence, the entire manifestation of Shekhinah was not there. Like we'll see, the Gemara later on is going to say on Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara is going to have about the difference between Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni. So in Bayit Shei we miss the Aro and other things. But in other words, we have like a little bit of like the sense of Shekhinah, but not by the way it wasn't Bayit Rishon. Okay, let's look back on the Gemara. He says, so the Gemara says, my Sasmagor, so Amar Baba Bakol. So what my Sasmagor, he says, so what does it mean that it really everything wasn't as great as it could have been? He's referring to Bakol, a heavenly voice. To the Tanya, like we learn in the Brisa, Yishmeitu Nevi'im Achronim, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, when the last Nevi'im died off, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, which was the beginning of Bayit Sheni, Nisaka Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael, Ruach HaKodesh departed from Klal Yisrael, But Dani Mishtamshi Bakol, they would use the Bakol. It means that's what we're left down to with the Bakol. So Rashi brings down, says the Shtailu Kaasher Nisharmina Erez Biksat Muad. It's like a little bit is left. That's the little bit that we got left. So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish, Mishpai Bahadi Rabba Bar Barkana. Did Reish Lakish really talk with Rabba Bar Barkana? He says, Uma Rablazar Demar the Ardi Shal Hava Blah Mishpai Reish Lakish Bahadi. So Rav Lazar was a big gadol in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Shlakish would not speak with him. Says the man, the Mishtai Rav Shlakish Bahadi B'shuk, you have really iskab lo sade, because anybody that Rav Shlakish would speak to in the marketplace, in other words, if Rav Shlakish would be observed speaking with somebody in the marketplace, so you knew that he was an honest person. If Rav Shlakish would speak to him in the marketplace, you could give him merchandise without Adam. In other words, you could trust that that person was an honest person. And I read once, one shot is that Reish Lakish, you know, had been a bandit, so he knew how to be mavchin people and to size them up. Right. So he knew who were the real tricksters and not. So he says, but nevertheless, he didn't even talk with Reb Lazar. I don't mean the marketplace, he didn't speak with him, but he wouldn't speak with Reb Lazar. So he says, Bahadi Rabba Barachana Mishtai, so he speaks with Rabba Barachana, it was not as great. So Amar Papa, so Papa says you have to substitute one of the people. O Reish Lakish Hava Uziri. Either the incident took place that Reish Lakish was bathing and Ziri was the one who helped him out. O Rabba Baruchana Hava Reb Lazar. Or Reb Lazar was the one who was bathing and Rabba Baruchana helped him out. But it could not have been Reish Lakish with Rabba Baruchana. Ki Atil coming to Rabbi Yochanan. When Reish Lakish came before Rabbi Yochanan, so he was explaining to him how he explained about the Shekhinah was not in the second base of Mikdash because they didn't emigrate from Babel on there. So he says, Ki Atzal Kavi Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lei Lav Haynu Kaino. He said that's not the reason. He says, Inami Sliku Kudbi Mei Ezra. Even if they had all left in the time of Ezra, Lo Habashar Shekhinah B'Mikdash Sheni. The Shekhinah would not have dwelt in the Mikdash Sheni. Why? The Shekhinah Yafka looking at Yefet, Bishkol V'Olei Shem. The Shem will show beauty for Yefet. Yefet is the son of Noah, but Bishkol V'Olei Shem. The Shekhinah is in the tents of Shem. Top line on Yud Amin Aleph. The Avogad Yafka looking at Yefet, even though Yafka looking at Yefet, as translates this, he says God granted the beauty to Yefet. In other words, he permitted the Persians to rebuild the second base of Mikdash. In other words, they gave the permission. They were, you know, running the show. And so he permitted them to rebuild the base of Mikdash. I forgot the optical from the Yefet. In a Shekhinah Shor El Bo Alei Shem. He says that the Shekhinah is only Shor of Alei Shem. So if you look at Rashi, on the top line, Rashi, Afishi after looking the Yefet, Shizachim Parsim Lano Bait Sheni, in Shekhinah Shor El Mikdash Rishon Shabana Shlomo, Shabami Zor Shoshem. The Shekhinah only dwells in the Mishkan. In other words, Shlomo built the first base of Mikdash, and he's the one who's running the show. So the Shekhinah dwells in that first base of Mikdash. The second base of Mikdash, that the Persians were really the ones in charge. They were giving permission to the Jews to build, but they were really running the show. So there, the Shekhinah doesn't dwell in such a structure. All right, let me just see if there's anything more to say. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we got said so far tonight? All right, let me see what.
Rav Yechon and Reish Lakish, the thing that he was streetwise when these guys came, the robbers, he told them, he gave them a bracha, he took them for a bracha up to Reish Lakish. He told them that they should get killed or something when they leave or something like that, so that they should go after Shemayim.
Oh, this I don't recall.
Gave him that. It seemed like he gave them a bad thing, but it turned out to be a good thing. Rav Yechon took them with Reish Lakish.
Where is that Gemara?
We had that somewhere. Right. Took these guys, these robbers or these killers to Reish Lakish for a bracha or something.
All right.
He promised that if he let them go, that he'd get a bracha from Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish sort of gave him a bracha like they should get killed or something.
All right.
We read in one of the Gemaras before that non-Jews were building, I forgot whether it was the Beit HaMikdash or the first temple or the second. Which one were the non-Jews Remember, it was something about Shabbos and the non-Jews building the Mishkan or something. Am I not remembering this correctly?
What Yosef says that the non-Jews bring korbano, bring sacrifices.
No, I thought it was something about they helped build the Mishkan or something. Maybe I'm mistaken.
No, non-Jews had no role in the Mishkan. There's a story about that. He says how the Mishkan was, like, everything was Jewish. And then the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, she says they had some non-Jews with Hiram, the king of Tzor. And the second Beis HaMikdash, I think, was worse. It's a Sforno who goes to that. I don't know if that's what you're thinking of. But,
yeah.
All right, let me just say this one of the piece. Now, we mentioned in the Gemara that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the three big Aveirot, which is the Avodah Zarah, the Rishvi Kostamim. Now, the Gemara mentions in Masech and Nedarim on Pei Aleph that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It says that the Varza, they asked the Biyam, they didn't know, they asked the Chachamim, they didn't know, until it was explained by Yirmiyahu Navi, Al Shiraz Vuit Torah Ti, they forsook my Torah. That's what so the Gemara in Dar mentions that, says, what does it mean they forsook my Torah? So the Gemara says they didn't make a bracha on the Torah before they learned the Torah. That's what the Gemara says in the Sefer Nedarim. So so he wants to try to, like, reconcile the two Gemaras. Our Gemara says it's three big Aveirot. The Gemara in Nedarim says they didn't make a bracha before studying the Torah. So in answer, he quotes from the Shevet Sofer, it says, the people knew well the serious iniquities of the generations. They were, however, seeking to understand the root of their spiritual downfall. They wondered how a nation of such great moral fiber... In other words, the idea is like this. Why... If you're doing Avodah Zarah, Gilur, and Shfichas Dami, what's the shock? You know, why is the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? They can't understand it. Just looking around, they get it out. So Shevet Sofer says they knew about the series of Aveirot, but they were trying to understand what led to us to get to this situation that we have Avodah Zarah, Gilur, and Shfichas Dami. So in response, Hashem told the source of the moral decline was a weakening of their appreciation for the Torah study. This small sin was sufficient breach in the Yetzer Hara to gain a foothold. Then one settled into another until eventually they committed the most grievous sins. Kachi darka shal yisara yomelo sikach amon selakach. It says there you do A, then B, then it gets to the thing. Now, in a slightly different vein, Rav Aaron Cutler Zitzal explains that even though they were guilty of serious sins, as long as they were properly committed to Torah study, Hashem did not bring the churban because it was hoped that they would repent. Whereas if a person is studying Torah, like hamor shabat Torah yachziran lamuta, the light of Torah will bring him back. So if you're studying Torah, even though you're doing a Aveirot, there's hope you'll come back. He says, however, when their appreciation of Torah waned, so did their chances for Teshuva, and therefore it was a combination of both factors that sealed their fate. Okay, hopefully that we'll have the Gula soon. Anyway, tonight's daf was sponsored by Gabriel and Aronoff on the occasion of the Yorit side of Gina's grandmother, Chanabat Yosef Zichron, another brachash, we live in Ishmata. Okay, let me just end the recording. Let me do a recording 1 second. Let me get this down here 1 second. One minute. Hold it. Give me 1 minute. Okay. All right.